If you've ever wondered what it would be like to live on Mars, ask Ross Lockwood. The Canadian physicist spent the past 4 months living in a NASA-built Mars simulator in Hawaii. Now, before you think, oh yeah, Hawaii, tough job, consider this. Lockwood and five other researchers lived inside a dome located in a volcanic crater, and they actually tried to mimic conditions on the red planet. That meant having to wear a spacesuit when they left the dome. Lockwood says the sightseeing was not much fun.
We were limited to about 1 or 2 miles on foot, just because the lava flows themselves are so difficult to traverse, and because the spacesuits that we had were actual analog simulators, which made them very heavy and very difficult to move around in.
What was the biggest challenge for you guys? I mean, you're six researchers, adult researchers, living in how many square feet for 120 days?
The square footage was about 1,600 square feet for the six crew. I think the main challenges were related to the primary study, the things that the researchers wanted to know about psychology and crew psychology in isolation and how that changes over the function of a long-duration surface mission. We also had challenges like power outages, water shortages, and communications outages that really stressed the crew out.
With a power outage on Mars, you wouldn't last very long, so obviously there's some things that you can't simulate.
Well, the power outage was actually very analogous to the Apollo 13 oxygen stir tank issue, where we received instructions on how to reset a system, and that ended up kicking our system offline completely. During the power outage, we actually stayed completely within simulation, so we didn't have to break any rules to fix that problem. But for about 2 hours, we were scrambling to find batteries that we could hook up to reset one of the controllers that had failed.
Did you breathe any fresh air during those 120 days?
There was an incident on one of my spacesuits during one of our spacewalks where I tripped over a rock and the bubble dome that was protecting my face from the air and the sun fell off, but it was about 30 milliseconds worth of fresh air for me, so it was really nothing to be proud about. The thing that I was missing the most from the real world was the feel of wind on my face. So during that brief window where the helmet had fallen off, I definitely got to feel the wind on my face, and it was quite a shock, actually.
And what about food? What do you eat for 120 days?
We had our shelves stocked with dehydrated fruits, meats, and vegetables, along with shelf-stable foods, pastas, sauces like this. But the one thing that I really missed was the consistency of being able to bite into something that had some texture. When we left the habitat, we all ordered our favorite foods from Earth, so I made sure to order a big rack of ribs so that I had something to bite into.
Ross, you volunteered for this Mars simulator. Would you actually go to Mars if the opportunity presented itself?
So the one criteria that I have for actually going on a mission to Mars would be that it has to have a return trip. And I know there are several proposals right now to do Mars colonies that have no planned return trip. I just think that that would be out of my wheelhouse.
Ross Lockwood, who just got out last Friday of the Mars simulator located in Hawaii. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Marco. I appreciate it.